So you get out of the service in what year?
In 1945. After the war was over, we were several months getting deployed and getting back home. So late 45, I got out.
So then what is in the plan of John Coates?
Well, I came home and made preparations to start pre-medicine.
Where?
OSU.
At Oklahoma State University.
Yes, because it was cheaper than OU.
And who was paying for this?
My father and mother paid my initial tuition, which was $48 a semester. Take all the hours you wish, compared to $1,000 an hour now is drastic change, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was there only a month or two when I applied for a job and was assigned the job counselor to the athletes. My home was under the North Stadium, so I had the largest room on the campus. And I had to round up the athletes who weren't passing any given course and invite them to my room to study. These were giant guys, you know, J.D. Cheek, Bob Fenimore, Gilbert Lipe. I had to round these fellas up and announce that if you don't pass this exam Thursday, you're going to be off the team. They would threaten me with my life, but then they had to come and do this.
Well, they were basketball players, I think, weren't they?
They were. When I started at OSU, we were only national champions in football, basketball, wrestling. We were national champions in all three in 1946.
National champions in all three in that year?
Yes, sir.
Henry Iba was the basketball coach.
He was there.
So since you were helping the players study, were you around to Henry Iba at all? Did you see him?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Tell us about your...
I saw him often.
What was he like?
Well, he was a fine man. He was always helpful to all of his team members. They admired this fellow. He was a great coach, as you know. I would often have to go and announce that so-and-so doesn't want to come to study.
You announce it to him?
Yes. And, of course, he would see immediately that, yes, they were going to show up at a given time and study to pass this exam. Regardless of what it was, I had to go and find the courses they weren't doing well in, and we would go over the material in my room. Then when I finished all of that, I had to do my work because I was in pre-med at the time.
How much were you being paid to do that?
$50 a month, and they picked up my tuition, $48
so
a semester.
That, right.
My room was under the North Stadium, and I ate at Cordell Hall nearby. Room and board and $50 a month.
Any particular players that really stood out in your mind that you maybe have become friends with through this study program?
Gilbert Lipe was a good friend, and then he came to see me with a bad low back problem years later, and I took care of that. I recall Bob Fenimore, the great quarterback up there, who won the national championship with that team. A bunch of good fellows, good athletes.
Yeah. How long were you at OSU?
I was there 4 years, so a bachelor's degree.
In a pre-med program?
Pre-med program. Biochemistry and zoology, particularly biochem major, zoology minor.
Did you continue this job?
I continued that job while I was there and saved my GI Bill of Rights for medical school.
You could have used it for college immediately, but you were able to work and not have
yes.
to use it.
College was $48 a semester. Medical school was $800 a semester. And I thought, I'm saving this for later.
Why don't you explain for those who will be listening later on the GI Bill. What was that about?
All armed forces members following World War II were entitled to a four-year college education paid for by the U.S. government. You could take that for any training that you wish. I chose to pay my way through pre-medicine and save the GI Bill for medical school with $800 a semester. It's a mere $12,000 a semester now, I think, at OU. And that's one of the cheapest in the country.
So any other particular highlights of OSU?
Well, I had good teachers, I recall. Robert McVicker in biochemistry, Ph.D. in biochemistry, excellent teacher. I recall Dr. Orr, who taught us physiology. He also taught physiology for the School of Veterinary Medicine at OSU, at that time called Oklahoma A&M. I recall seeing Henry Bennett on the campus oftentimes, and later got to know his son, Henry Bennett Jr., who was an obstetrician gynecologist in Oklahoma City. I became friends with him when I was an intern at St. Anthony Hospital in Oklahoma City. He's a fine man, fine fellow, looked just like his father. And I was there the day that he received the telegram that his mother and father had just been killed in an air crash returning from Ethiopia. Harry Truman, President Truman, started a Point 4 program to teach agricultural techniques to Ethiopians. At that time, Henry Bennett was president of OSU A&M. He and his wife were both on the plane. Henry Bennett Jr. was in the surgery at St. Anthony Hospital. That would have been 1956. And he got the telegram that your father and mother have just been killed in this air crash. I recall seeing him that day.
Henry Bennett, he was the president.
President of Oklahoma A&M College. Land-grant college, 33,000 acres in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Henry Bennett Jr. then.
He got the call that said that his parents, the president of Oklahoma A&M.
And his wife.
Were killed.
Yes.
In that
returning from Ethiopia, where they had just met with Haile Selassie and had set up this Point 4 program to teach agriculture there.
Oklahoma A&M was obviously...
Agricultural college.
College,
yes,
right,
it was. Right.
It was a tremendous shock, then, to that school to have their president and his wife were killed.
Killed at the same time and in this unfortunate accident. At that time, I was an intern at St. Anthony Hospital in Oklahoma City, so that would have been early 56 when this occurred.